Ladies and gentlemen, the makers of Ipana for the smile of beauty and Sal Hepatica for the smile of health present It's Time to Smile.
We're ready, together. Time to smile. Time to wear a grin. That's the style. Put a dimple in your chin. Let your troubles ride from your fireside through the countryside, cross the great divide, push your cares aside, find the sunny side. Time to smile.
And here he is, just back from a vacation on the desert, Eddie Cantor.
Thank you, Harry, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, Harry.
Yes?
How do you like my tan? Oh, you ever see anyone so brown, so dark in your life? Look at me.
Well, yes, Eddie, I admit you've got a nice tan there, but there's no reason to be so conceited about it.
Conceit? Why? What did I do?
Walking up to Rochester and saying, hello, pale face. Oh, it is a lovely tan, though, Eddie. Did you have trouble getting it?
Only the first day. I got burned to a crisp, Harry.
Uh-huh.
I laid down on the hot sand with a yellow slicker over me, and in 10 minutes, a cheeseburger. Oh, but that was nothing compared to what happened when I pitched my tent for the night. Out there in the desert, I started to go to bed, and there were 4 snakes staring me right in the face.
Snakes?
I never heard so much hissing since last week's program. And it wasn't only snakes, Harry. All of nature seemed to conspire against me. For instance, the lightning bugs and the mosquitoes worked in cahoots. When the lightning bugs fly around, they light up so the mosquitoes can see just where to bite you. You know what I mean?
It sounds like you must have had a tough time.
Tough? In the middle of the night, two owls flew into my tent. I was frightened, but I stared right at them. One owl turned to the other and said, let's go. With eyes like that, he must be a friend.
Well, Eddie, you...
Thank you, owls.
You really had yourself a time on the desert, didn't you?
Harry, you don't know the joys of living until you've cooked out in the open. You build a crackling wood fire.
Mm-hmm.
Then you take a nice, juicy, thick steak.
Oh, boy.
Put 3 or 4 pats of butter on it.
Yeah.
You broil it first on one side, then on the other.
Yeah.
You let it get nice and brown. You take it off the grill, falls in the sand, and you open a can of sardines.
Well, you must have enjoyed yourself at that, Eddie, because I've never seen you look so good.
Harry, don't let anyone tell you that camping out in the desert doesn't toughen you up. Boy, am I tough.
Mm-hmm.
Am I tough. Last night, just by accident, I sat on a cactus plant, and the cactus started screaming. That's how tough I am. Oh, but the way I feel, kid, I can step in a ring with Joe Louis. Yes, sir, I can step right in the ring with Joe Louis. Introduce him and go right back to my seat. Ah, but there's nothing like the desert, believe me.
Eddie, I wish you'd take me with you sometime.
I will, Harry. You know, everybody should get out of the city and really learn something. Take my Uncle Leo. That's the one with the glasses.
Oh, yes,
know?
Yes.
All his life, he lived in the city, but he finally got out on a farm. And you know the first thing he did?
What'd he do?
He'd never been on a farm before.
Well, what did he do?
He spent 2 hours walking around a cow with a Dixie cup trying to find out where to put the nickel. Oh, those city fellows.
Oh, well, now, Eddie, listen, let's forget about your tan. Forget about the desert for something very important here. 2 weeks ago, you and I became partners in an apartment house.
That's right.
Remember? We're in business.
All right, Harry.
We ought to be doing
so. Harry, we'll tent to business. Let's all forget the whole thing. We'll go to Tottering Towers right now and see what's doing in our apartment. Well, Harry... Here it is, our apartment house, the Tottering Towers. Isn't it a beauty?
Yes, look at it. Isn't that gruesome?
Oh, what do you mean? Stop complaining, Harry. After all, remember, you're the treasurer, isn't that so?
Treasurer?
Yeah.
Treasurer. Haven't so far even handled a nickel.
Okay, Harry, here's a nickel. Handle it. That's enough. Come on. Give it back. Is that the telephone buzzer?
That's what it is.
Why isn't Dinah at the switchboard?
Maybe it's because she isn't getting paid.
All right, I'll get it. Hello, office.
Say, you. I'm having trouble sleeping. My husband's keeping me awake with his snoring.
Snoring? We have a special device to stop snorers. You'll find it in the left-hand bureau drawer.
Wait a minute.
She found it.
Oh, Eddie, listen, this is a madhouse. Let's get out of this dive before it's too late.
You call this place a dive?
Yes.
Don't be a sissy, Harry. This is one of the garden spots of California. It's gorgeous. It's beautiful. Yep. Tottering Towers. Cantor speaking.
Mr. Cantor.
Yep.
This is the Paramount Studios. One of our men has been looking over your apartment house, and we'd like to shoot our next picture there.
My apartment house? You don't hurry. That's very flattering. What is the name of the movie, please?
Remember the picture we made, Up in the Clouds?
Yes.
Well, this is a sequel, Down in the Dumps.
Oh, I know. Some people have the strangest way. Well, come in, Dinah Shaw. Come right in.
Mr. Cantor,
yeah.
I hate to bother you, but I've been working on that switchboard for 3 weeks now. Where's my salary?
Well, Harry here is the treasurer, Harry.
Well, sure, I'm where will I...
Look, we're only on for a half an hour. Do you want to say something? Stop stalling, will you, Bonzel?
Please, Harry, you've got to pay me. Phil Harris is taking me out tonight, and I need the money.
He's taking you out, and you need the money. You see, Dinah... That's exactly what I've been trying to tell you. Phil Harris isn't the type for you. He's too young, too frivolous, with that Wiltshire bowl in that business. The inexperience of youth. If you fall in love, Dinah, why don't you kind of get someone around my age? You know what I mean, Dinah?
Yeah, I know, Mr. Cantor, but I'd hate to go on my honeymoon and have an ambulance for a trailer.
Make with the music, please.
Wasn't it a lucky thing that we got caught in the rain and found ourselves on the doorstep of number 10 Lullaby Lane? And wasn't it a lucky thing the man came out to explain that we were just the right people for number 10 Lullaby Lane? He told us we could move right in if we would sign a lease. But when we said we weren't wed, he said he was also the justice of the peace. So if you're in the neighborhood and you get caught in the rain, you'll find us waiting to greet you at number 10 Lullaby Lane. We're at home at number 10
I know you're not a bit conceited, so I'm going to tell you something.
What, Mr. Cantor?
This weekend, I had dinner in a restaurant where they had one of those great big machines, you know, to play phonograph records.
Uh-huh.
And this is on the level, Dinah. In an hour and a half, people played one of your records 7 times.
Gee.
That's right, Dinah. You know, I'm thinking of making a phonograph record for restaurants myself, sort of a Bonzel super duper.
Are you going to sing, Harry?
Oh, he doesn't have to sing. He's got a better idea, haven't you, Harry?
Yeah, I think so. Dinah, you see, I figured that when people are eating is a good time to remind them that the soft, well-cooked foods we enjoy nowadays, delicious as they are, just don't give our gums enough work to keep them firm and healthy. And since teeth are seldom at their brightest when gums are soft and tender, we'd also remind them of Ipana toothpaste and massage. For instance, you'd hear this on the record.
Ipana toothpaste is not only unsurpassed for cleaning and brightening your teeth, but when used with massage, it is especially designed to give your gums exercise and stimulation to help make them less susceptible to gum trouble.
And then we'd recommend this healthful, easy routine.
Brush your teeth regularly with Ipana toothpaste, and every time you do, put a little extra Ipana on your brush or fingertip and massage it on your gums.
Do that faithfully, ladies and gentlemen, and you're using the same dentifrice thousands of dentists use. Because a nationwide survey recently revealed that dentists prefer Ipana for their own personal use 2-to-1 over any other dentifrice. So help yourself to more sparkling teeth and healthier gums, to a real smile of beauty with Ipana and massage.
Harry, Billy, listen, you must stop complaining about this apartment house. It really isn't so awful.
Awful? It's gruesome. Now, look at that window. The window is so dirty, you can't even see through it.
Now you can, Harry. Now you can.
Well, what was that? Oh, how do you like a baseball? Somebody knocked a baseball through our front window.
Well, whoever did that will pay for the damage, or I'll mop up the floor with him.
Pardon me, but I was just playing baseball with some kids outside.
Joe DiMaggio! Yeah. All right, Eddie. Come on, Eddie. Make him pay for the damage.
Listen, DiMaggio, did you knock this baseball through my window?
Yeah, what about it?
Will you autograph it for me, please?
Mr. DiMaggio, permit me to introduce myself. I am Harry Von Zell, co-owner, vice president, and treasurer of this mess you see here. And I insist that you pay for that window.
He's right, Joe. He's right. After all, you did break the window. And I'm sorry, but that will cost you $15.
I'll give you $3.
I won't accept a penny less than $15. How about 12? 11?
$3.
$4. $3 and a quarter?
$3.
Now I can understand why you called the number one holdout.
Now, Mr. DiMaggio, here's what we'll do.
Yes.
We'll overlook the little matter of the window if you'll become a tenant here in our apartment house.
Yes.
I can't. I'd like to live in a hotel of my own kind. You know, a baseball player.
Oh, then this would be perfect. You may not know this, but Harry Von Zell happens to be a sensational baseball player. Aren't you, Harry?
Huh?
Baseball player? Baseball?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, I'd love to play.
Oh, yeah, sure. Please, baseball.
Play baseball.
What team are you with?
May Company Bloomer Girls.
Bloomer Girls, that's right.
Could they use a center fielder?
Joe, you're a married man now. And from what I've heard, you're a perfect husband, too.
Well, in the last 18 months, I haven't had one real fight.
Yeah, you and Joe Lewis. How do you manage it, Joe?
Well, when there's trouble between me and my Dorothy, we just stop everything and go out for a walk.
Say, that's a smart idea. To avoid trouble with DiMaggio, walk him. Seriously, Joe, marriage is the stuff, tell us, isn't it?
Yes, sir. My wife's cooking has kept me in wonderful shape. My leg muscles are loose, my wind is perfect, my arm feels great. If the opening game of the season was tomorrow, I'd be ready for the call. Play ball.
See, I'm in wonderful shape, too. My leg muscles are loose, my wind is perfect, my arm feels great. If the opening game of the season was tomorrow, I'd be ready for the call. Scorecards. Get your scorecards. You can't tell the players without a scorecard right here. Come on
all
and get
right,
your
cutback.
Get your scorecard. Get your scorecard. Let me do a little business with your scorecard. Scorecard.
I'm not selling anything.
I'm not selling. Well, I'll switch. Peanuts, popcorn, get your red hot. But getting back to your wife, Joe, does she ever come to see you play at the...
I'll say she does. And every time I make a hit, my wife gives me a kiss.
Oh, she must have gotten awfully tired in that doubleheader I saw you, remember, last year?
Yes. In the ninth inning, she had to send in a pinch kisser.
There was quite a crowd at the game that day, I remember.
There always is on Ladies' Day, Eddie. When you let the ladies in free.
Let them in free.
By the way, who was that girl with you wearing that beautiful red dress?
Don't say anything. That was Jack Benny. Now, Joe... Joe, I'm sure our listeners are all interested to know, how much did the Yankees actually offer you this year?
Well, last year I got over $30,000.
$30,000 for hitting a dollar and a 75-cent ball. Well, Joe DiMaggio, for whom the ball toils. Not bad. It doesn't call for a laugh. It's kind of clever. You know, it stinks in later. Now, Joe, tell me, take your time. Joe, are you going to sign up again with the Yankees?
Well, there's a letter on the way from New York, which I hope will mean that I will be with the Yankees again this year.
Well, that's very nice. Joe DiMaggio, do you think you might ever try radio as a future?
I might. You see, in baseball, when you've had three strikes, you're out.
That's right.
Boy, you're lucky there's no umpire in radio.
And are you lucky that a certain person isn't here to say those words?
How do you do?
The Mad Rushes. Russian, I want you to meet our new tenant. He's the idol of America. He leaps through the air and spears flies with one hand. He hurls a little white spear 460 feet through space and cuts a plate in half. His opponents are helpless before his terrific power.
Eddie Camper, this is Superman.
No. This is Joe DiMaggio. He's looking for an apartment.
Oh, is that so? My room is just the place for you, Joe. It's luxurious. The carpet is so thick, when you step on it, you sink down 7 feet.
How come?
How come? There's no floor. I am anxious to help you, Joe, because I understand you play a little baseball, too.
True. Russian, have you ever played baseball?
Have I? Did you ever hear of the Detroit Tigers?
Yes.
Well, I played with the Petrograd Pussycat.
Petrograd Pussycat? Mm.
Did you ever play in the World Series?
Only once. But what a once. Oh, I was a sensation. It's the ninth inning.
The ninth inning.
The score is tied.
Yes.
I'm up at the plate. The ball is coming.
Yes.
I'm swinging. Once, twice, three times.
Yes.
All of a sudden, I'm looking at my hands, making a startling discovery.
What?
No bat.
No bat?
So what do you think I'm doing, DiMaggio?
Not DiMaggio. It's DiMaggio. Ma. Ma.
What's DiMaggio, baby?
Oh, Russian, you're cuckoo.
Let me ask you something, Russian.
Mm-hmm.
Supposing you're playing in a World Series. It's the last of the ninth. The bases are loaded. You're at bat. Thousands of dollars are at stake. The whole game depends on you.
Yes?
What would you do?
Ask for a raise.
Oh, get out of here. Get out. Go on.
Eddie.
Yep.
Perhaps I shouldn't say this, but isn't that Russian a little off his base?
A little off his base? You caught him between first and second. You're right. But here's a youngster coming up to bat who's knocked a home run every time she's been up. Listen to our 13-year-old darling sing the gypsy song from Carmen, Little Olive Major.
Avec notre métallique, et sur cet étrange mystique, les ingrains de se lever. En mode parce que les notaires, et les guitares et forcinées, je sais tout dit, mais obstiné, mais mes chansons, mais mes refrains, mais mes chansons, mes refrains.
Joe, come up here. I want to ask you something. Tell me the truth here. Well, Joe, how did you like it?
Eddie, when it comes to hitting the high notes, Olive Major sure bats 1,000.
Say, Joe, you know, that reminds me. I batted 1,000 once.
Oh.
What a game that was. It was in the ninth inning.
Yeah.
Scores tied, 2 out. I get up to bat. The pitcher winds up.
Some other time,
Zippo,
Harry.
Zippo, strike one. Right into the plate.
Harry.
The pitcher winds up again into the Zippo, strike two. Out of that heart.
Hey, Zippo. All right. Look, Harry, if you're going to talk baseball, who's going to tell about Sal Hepatica?
Oh, well, what's the matter with you doing it, Eddie?
All right, I will. Ladies and gentlemen, Sal Hepatica really helps you feel better, faster.
Well, Eddie, is that all you're going to say?
Well, doesn't that about cover it?
Well, no. Look, Eddie, if you're going to tell the folks about Sal Hepatica, you've got to give them the facts. So they'll know why Sal Hepatica is such an ideal laxative to help a person feel better, faster.
For instance, Harry?
Well, you might mention that with Speedy Sparkling Sal Hepatica, you never have to put off until night taking the laxative you need in the morning or during the day. Because Speedy Sal Hepatica brings gentle relief usually within an hour. And then don't forget to add that Sal Hepatica is more than a speedy laxative. It also helps reduce excess gastric acidity, helps turn a sour stomach sweet again.
Well, that ought to convince our listeners.
Oh, but wait till you hear this. In a recent survey, 3 out of every 5 physicians interviewed recommend Sal Hepatica.
So, ladies and gentlemen, get a bottle of Sal Hepatica at your druggist's tomorrow. Then you won't have to put off taking a laxative when you need one. Just see how much faster you feel better when you rely on gentle, speedy Sal Hepatica.
All right, that was that. Now, Harry, let's not forget our apartment house.
No.
After all, we've got a lot of money invested in, haven't you? Now, look, Harry, you take care of the desk. Dinah and I, we're going to take inventory in apartment 104.
Okay, partner.
You got everything here ready. Now, Dinah?
Yeah?
I'll call the items off, and you check them on the inventory sheet.
Okay.
Dining room, 5 pieces, 1 table, 4 chairs.
1 table, 4 chairs.
Living room, 8 pieces, 1 sofa.
Go on.
That's all. It's in 8 pieces. Now take a big piece of paper and mark down the kitchen utensils.
I'm ready.
1 can opener.
1 can opener.
Now let's see what's in the bedroom. Dinah, we'll just check the linen in this bureau. Help me open it.
Okay, here we are.
2 sheets, 2 pillowcases.
2 sheets, 2 pillowcases.
1 baby.
1 baby.
A bit. Dinah, did you say 1 baby?
Well, that's what you said, Mr. Cantor.
Dinah, look. It is a baby.
Well, that's funny. It isn't on the inventory sheet.
No, it's on a different kind of... Well, this is no place for a baby. Dinah, call up the foundling home.
Oh, Mr. Cannon, can't we keep it for a while? It's so cute.
No, Dinah, we're running a business here. We have no time to care for a baby. Now, go on, call up the foundling home.
Oh, all right, Mr. Cannon, but it's such a cute little boy.
I'll sock the first person that lays a hand on him. Never mind what you thought. No child of mine will ever enter a foundling home. Look at that cute little fella. Look at him. Did you hear him? He said Eddie. Oh. I'll never let him go now.
Eddie, for heaven's sake, how long does it take you to... What have you got there?
A baby, Harry. I just got it.
Well, congratulations. Have a cigar.
Wait a minute. It's not mine. We found it here while we were taking inventory.
Oh, what a cute little rascal.
Oh, did you hear that? He said Harry.
I bet he's hungry.
No, he isn't hungry, Harry. It's obvious what's wrong with his baby. Now, you hold his head, and I'll see if I can make him comfortable.
Yeah. Hey, watch. Eddie, look what you're doing that all wrong.
Listen, you take care of your end, and I'll take care of mine. Now, there we are. You see, his shoes were too tight. That's it. Oh, maybe he is hungry. Dinah, run down to the grocery store and get a bottle of milk, some farina, a dozen eggs, and 3 good cigars.
All right.
Cigars?
It's for me. I'm nervous. Okay. Go ahead, Dinah, will you?
I'll be right back. Goodbye, you cutie wooty poo.
Goodbye, Dinah.
She wasn't talking to you, you old. What's the matter with you?
Eddie Camper, I came to tell you... What is this, another guest star?
Russian, this baby is mine.
That's yours?
Yes, I just got it.
Isn't he cute? You feel all right.
Wait a minute. Isn't he, darling? Come and have a look at him, will you?
Baby, come here to me. Look at me. Look at me. Look at me.
Get out, Russian. I want to figure out who could have left this baby here.
I know. I saw him this morning.
Who?
The stork.
Russian, isn't that silly? This baby's about 10 weeks old. Why should the stork fly in with him 10 weeks late?
Maybe he was off the beam.
Off the beam. That's the silliest thing I've ever heard. Come in.
Hello, Eddie. I just dropped in to say goodbye before I go back to San Francisco.
Come over here, Joe. Come over to Maggio. I want you to take a look at this cute baby.
Oh, isn't he sweet?
Coochie-coochie-coo. You want to hold him, Joe?
Oh, I haven't had much experience. Let's put him on the mattress.
A what?
Mattress. Mattress.
What's a mattress, baby?
Get away with us before I knock you for a home run.
Don't pay any attention to him, Joe. Look, before you go, I want you to see this baby smile.
Come on, baby. Smile for Joe.
Smile? Smile? I can't understand. Just when I want him to smile, he won't do it.
Smart kid. He's holding out, too.
Well, he's a sort of a little Joe. Say, a little... That's exactly what we'll call him from now on. Little Joe.
Eddie, promise me one thing before I go.
What?
That I can be Little Joe's godfather.
It's a deal. And Joe DiMaggio, I only hope the boy grows up to be as good a sport as his godfather.
Yep. Mr. Cantor,
yep.
Here's the baby's bottle. I heated it up.
All right, I'll give it to him, Dinah. I better squirt some on the back of my hand. Yeah, that's the right temperature.
Here you are, baby.
Poor little angel must have been starved. Gosh, I don't know when I've been so happy. Gosh, I'm so happy since I can dance, I can sing. I found a brand new baby. I met my Waterloo. A wonderful bundle full of loveliness, made to the measure of my caress. I found a brand new baby. I see my dreams come true. My heart's up in the stratosphere of sweet delight. What's the use of kidding? I'm as high as a kite. I found a brand new baby. And baby, it's you.
He's pretty and sweet and so petite, from the top of his head to the tip of his feet.
Say, let's buy some toys so the kid can play.
Or something he needs, a nice toupee.
He knows how to balance his budget, Chief.
Puts his toe in his mouth, makes both ends meet.
Ha! 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 He found a brand new baby. He's met his Waterloo.
A wonderful bundle full of loveliness, made to the measure of my caress.
He found a brand new baby. His dreams have all come true.
There's gonna be a lot of changes here somehow. In fact, there is a change we ought to make right now.
I found a brand new baby.
And baby,
Ken, are you going to keep little Joe?
Of course I'm going to keep him. I'll give him everything a baby should have. Clothes and toys and all the love and affection that... Hello? Hello, this is Eddie Cantor.
You found a baby in your apartment house?
Why, yes.
You've got him there now?
Yes.
Oh, I see.
Wait a minute. Who are you? Where are you? Hello. Hung up.
Well, what are you going to do, Eddie?
Well, there's nothing to do but wait. Until next Wednesday. Till next Wednesday. Toodaloo. Don't forget to listen. Don't forget to listen. NBC.
Before saying goodnight, we want to salute the Boy Scouts of America, who are now celebrating their National Boy Scout Week. Remember to listen to Eddie Cantor same time next week. And in the meantime, remember the two products which make this program possible. Ipana for the smile of beauty, Sal Hepatica for the smile of health. Ipana, Sal Hepatica. Within the next minute or two, you may join your Mr. District Attorney, who is about to begin a most baffling murder mystery case, The Man from Alcatraz. So stay tuned to this station.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.